This year celebrated a significant and ancient birthday, the Magna Carta. For the Law Report, Damien Carrick took a look at the British Library.
Here's the story of a very old decree forced on King John as he made off with the revenue of us barons and the aristocracy. He took our land and for a laugh held our sons hostage to Magna Carta.
Magna Carta? Told King John. When Magna Carta was first granted, it was simply a peace treaty between King John and his barons. But over centuries, it has been reinterpreted and many of its clauses have influenced people such as Thomas Jefferson and Eleanor Roosevelt. There's a most important clause in Magna Carta which states that no man shall be arrested or imprisoned save by the lawful judgment of their equals or by the law of the land.
In a nutshell, it establishes the rule of law and restricts the free reign of the king to do as he pleases.
Yes, Magna Carta established for the first time that nobody, not even the king, was above the law. Everybody was equal in the eyes of the law.
Going back to June 1215, who was King John and what were the circumstances around the creation of this extraordinary document?
King John is often regarded as one of the worst kings in history, and that's for good reason. King John administered justice in a very arbitrary fashion. He had people imprisoned at a whim, people killed at a whim. He's even alleged to have murdered his own nephew. He also extorted vast sums of money from his barons. And finally, they resented that to the extent that they forced him to come to Runnymede to agree to a Charter of Liberties, which set out that the restraints upon the royal prerogative.
So the Magna Carta, it establishes the rule of law, and it establishes limitations on the powers of the king. Who does it benefit? Is it just a few dozen barons?
When Magna Carta was originally granted, it only applied to freemen, and they were a very small proportion of the population in medieval England. Some people imagine maybe only 10% of the population. It didn't apply to peasants, for example. Didn't apply to women either. It's only over the centuries that people have reinterpreted what free men actually mean, and now it's believed that applies to everybody in society.
Let's talk a little bit more about what was actually in the Magna Carta, some of the significant clauses. Taxation. The barons were really upset about being constantly hammered for cash by King John. What is the clause relating to taxation in the Magna Carta, which has been considered so important throughout the ages?
Well, ironically, there are only three clauses of Magna Carta which are still valid in English law. Taxation isn't one of those. The clauses which are still valid are the first clause, which establishes the liberties of the English Church. There's a clause which establishes and confirms the liberties of the City of London and other towns, ports and boroughs. And then the most famous clause of all, that establishes that no man shall be arrested or imprisoned, etc. The clauses on taxation related more to feudal customs and feudal fees. For example, when somebody died and their son was to inherit their land, they had to pay a huge fine or tax to the king. Another important thing that Magna Carta caused, however, is the fact that it stated that in future the king could only raise taxation with the consent of his people. And in order to do that, he had to summon an assembly, and that assembly effectively became Parliament.
And that's Julian Harrison, who's curating the British Library's Magna Carta exhibition, and he's Damien Carrick's guide on today's Law Report. That's at 5:30 on RN.